What's up, campers? Welcome to the final episode of Tales of the Trails, a
Ever.
podcast
Finally,
where
ever.
three scouts, we'll talk about that, podcast where three scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. Boy, it's been a year, 2020, and today we're wrapping it up with our final episode of 2020. Before we get started, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, as usual, at Trails Podcasts. You guys can subscribe and follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts. And check out our website, trailspodcast.com. You guys are the best. What a year, 2020, right? It's coming to a close.
Any camping stories from 2020 we want to talk about before?
How many camping trips did we go on this year? How many camping trips?
Two and a half.
Was it two and a half? Oh.
No, the freeze out.
Well, no, there was hail reservation.
Oh, yeah, we had like two in the beginning of the year, too.
Mm-hmm. And did we go in January and February?
Yeah, January was freeze out. Then we went to Pomperog.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was the canoe trip, hail, and then the half day for the turkey.
So technically four. Because the canoe trip's only a one night trip.
I mean, that counts as a full trip, though.
Yeah.
It was four and a half.
So we went camping. I mean, compared to our usual, what, like eight in a week of summer camp?
No, it's more than that.
I mean, we almost go almost, eight, and then, summer camp. I think that's about right.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, any stories from we want to talk about how I almost. How I jumped into shrubs and got myself cut up, bleeding from my face.
Yep. The canoe trip, right? That was a blast. That game of manhunt, just running through the woods, dude. I was like bleeding onto my white compression.
your leggings, your man leggings.
My man leggings.
That was your fault, though.
Yeah, but I mean, now they're spotless, so I'm fine. But the year's coming to a close. We haven't done too much camping, but it's okay. Hopefully we can make up for it 2021. I love how people are acting like on December 31st at midnight, everything just resets.
Yeah.
Like,
I saw this thing the other day, and it was like, if you like pronounce it correctly, it's 2021.
2021.
But it's like the year 2020 and then like one, like WON. It's pretty.
Oh, I guess it
scary.
Did. Defeated a lot of us.
It did not defeat me, though.
No.
Yeah.
Or this podcast.
As you lie on your couch with your broken leg.
Okay. So just because I have a broken leg doesn't mean 2020 beat me, Andrew, okay?
I mean, it could beat you in a leg race, but.
beat you in a leg. Any camping resolutions? Any New Year resolutions?
Before we get into that, let's talk about the more pressing matter, right?
The elephant.
Nah, that's like the end.
No.
Let's save that for the
it's
end.
Not what you're, not what you're thinking. It's
no,
not what you're thinking.
No. What's the more
Merry
pressing
Christmas,
matter?
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, I was going to save that for the end.
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Most of you guys are listening to this like nowhere near December. Most of you guys are listening to this in 2021, which is totally okay.
But it's the day after Christmas, and we're recording this. So
yeah,
and we still
this
have like
present.
A month left of Christmas for my religion. So
yeah,
you know,
then you get New Year's. Then you get New Year's.
This is our holiday present to all of you. Podcast episode.
Hey,
we know you love
you
us.
Know what? I think my parents actually listened to our gift guide episode because I got a few things from that episode.
Did you really?
Did you get dude
I did
wipes?
Not. I already
did
had the
dude
wipes.
Dude wipes?
But you know that collapsible lantern?
No way.
I got that.
The collapsible lantern
it's
that
actually,
gave you, like, what
it's
was your
actually
score
pretty cool.
For that?
I don't know. It was like a 7 point something, I think. 7.5 maybe.
No, I think the collapsible lantern lost you a few points on your total.
You know, when you see it, you're gonna want to change your score, okay?
I mean, we.
Andrew, what'd you get? Like a couple more tailored suits,
socks,
Socks. What kind? I got socks.
The good kind. Nice wool compression socks.
That's all you got was just socks.
So- and I got a towel. I got a towel.
Was it the towel from your from the episode?
No, nah, it's just a random, like, no, it's not a fancy just towel.
A
towel.
Was it a hint telling you to shower more?
No. No, I just, because we're doing Yankee swap, so I was like, you know, that towel is pretty nice to take in.
I could use this.
And then I got a speaker and the sweater.
Nice. So, nice.
I got an axe.
What about you, Aditya?
Actually, wait, no. I got an axe sharpener. And
yeah, don't you already have a hatchet.
Right? I already have an axe. It's not an axe. It's a saw. You know, it's a Gerber saw, one of the collapsible ones.
Yeah.
That thing's pretty nice.
Yeah. I got a mic, but I'm not using it right now.
Which one?
Classic.
The SES 2200A.
That sounds like Audio Technica.
No, it's not Audio Technica. It's SE Electronics.
Oh, whatever.
And then I got a bunch of like tech stuff. I got like an audio interface and
boy, I got a nice JBL like speaker, so a DTA nice. Can't make fun of me for my crappy U speaker.
The crappy U speaker, yeah.
Also, you know,
what else did you get?
Flex gotta on have the REI fanny pack,
dude. You should have gotten the Pursuit REI Retro one.
You know, I did. I got the Pursuit Retro shorts. They're still in the
did
mail.
Did you really?
But,
did you use our code?
I did. Or my parents did. But, you know, having a fanny pack is really nice, especially when you're in crutches. Because, you know, you don't have any hands. So just stick it in your fanny pack. I also got a new sleeping bag. I forgot about
that. Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Did your parents just buy everything from the gift guide?
Pretty much. Although the one that I wanted, it was out of stock. So they went to a website called Hiker Direct.
And oh, really?
If you're a Boy Scout, you get like a discount. So it's a pretty nice sleeping bag.
His parents were just listening to the episodes. Like, this is definitely a sign of what he wants for Christmas.
You know, my parents, like, I think they're trying to guilt me because, like, they got me all this camping stuff. And with a broken leg, I can't do any camping.
So, no, they just want you to get out of the house.
I can't do that.
They don't care if you have a broken leg. They don't care.
It's like, well, I got to wait, like, a couple months to use this stuff.
They're like, all right, now we've got all the equipment and no excuses to leave us. Like, cool. Well, Merry Christmas. Send us a voice message of what you got for Christmas. Maybe if we get enough, we'll just have, like, a bonus episode, but we'll see.
Ooh, bonus episode.
We could just do a bonus episode of us reacting to all these different voice messages. But we only got one from our boy Daniel Preston, so shout out to Daniel Preston. That was from like episode like 3.
I think that was 5, right? About summer camp.
I don't know. I think it was he responded to like the debate about like tent camping or hammock camping.
Yeah,
he just said sleeping on the ground.
It disappointed me.
Something like that.
I thought we were friends, but he's a tent person.
Anyways, what were we talking about? New Year's is coming up. Do we have any just normal resolutions? And then we could talk about our camping resolutions.
Got to go with the classic, you know, get in shape, go to Planet Fitness with your, your $1 membership.
Mm-hmm. $1 membership to Planet Fitness?
It's like, or maybe it's like $10, but they always have like a special. At like the beginning of the year.
Or like the thing is like at the dollar down.
Oh yeah, that's how they catch you. And then eventually you're paying like 15. Or something. It's fine. Lifetime's like 360. So.
Yeah, well, Lifetime, and you know, there's a bunch of rich, spoiled people. Like a DTM.
It's a nice like a gym. Consult. It's a nice gym. I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't go there anymore. I have my own gym now.
I don't have any resolutions. I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing.
I mean, that's
thing.
Okay, because, you know, you don't need to wait for New Year's to have a resolution, right?
New Year's it's just a fake promise that, like, you're actually going to do good.
Right. But if you see something that you want to change, go for it. In the
Start
moment.
The day before New Year's.
Yeah, I want to be out of this podcast. That's what I want to change.
Andrew, you talk about it so much, I'm, like, actually worried.
You'll see my lawyers soon enough.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really have any resolutions. I just want to kind of, you know, work on me, bettering myself mentally, physically, academically.
I think AJ's wishes to finally not break a bone a year in a year. You know?
Okay.
Go 1 year without breaking a bone.
No, just AJ's, not AJ's any two injuries.
Andrew's two jokes are leaving the podcast and AJ's foot. That's it.
I know. It's like, I think it should be injuries because, like, I sprain, like, my finger or my ankle at least once a year.
Yeah. Maybe you just have a weak finger or weak ankles. That's why I'm constantly breaking your ankles.
You've never played me in any sport, so.
That's true. Gaga ball.
Yeah, and I, like, went, like, 5 in a row.
Yeah, you did. That's just because one of those scrawny little kids got me out early.
Yeah, excuses.
Okay, but camping resolutions. What do we want to see for camping
next I just want to go camping more.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily waiting to go with the troop, but like go with myself or with some friends or whatever.
Same. All right, go someplace new.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Somewhere new. Yeah, going out a little more often, not just with the troop. Yeah, I got it. Like, it's beautiful out today. Like, today would be such a good camping day. Considering, like, literally 2 days ago, there was, like, a foot of snow on the ground, and now you can see the grass and the sun. But definitely, like, finding a few buds that just want to go camping more often without the troop and have, like, their gear and everything. Maybe you guys.
Hey, it sounds like this podcast.
Yeah.
That sounds like,
this podcast. Yeah. For sure.
I think another thing is, like, when we do go on our camping trips, like, plan it out more.
Mm-hmm.
But also make it more vibey.
More vibey.
You know, what is that? I don't know. Make it, like, make it a vibe. Just, like,
have
make it so more people want to, like, go camping and, like, make it really fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might have to, like, get rid of the adult leaders to do that, but I'm all for it.
Well, you can't do that with the scout.
Yes.
There's only so much you can do with scouts just because there's so much, like, red tape. But, yeah. No, I think the adult leaders do a good job of trying their best to, like, keep it fun, but also...
As long as nobody dies, I think it's a win for the adult leaders.
Well, yeah. I mean, some adult leaders are more lax than others. That's for sure.
A DTO, when he becomes an adult leader, is just going to be like... Did you just move your foot? You're out of this troop.
I'm not that bad. No, I mean, it's important to keep people safe, so I respect the adult leaders for doing that. But yeah.
So, what were the resolutions for camping? I don't think we ever said them. Besides, like maybe like
concrete resolutions. All right, AJ, go. Name two camping resolutions.
I already said all mine. It was the going camping more often and making the camping trips more vibey.
Okay.
Okay.
Andrew?
I don't really have any camping resolutions on top of my head besides maybe going out more. Mm-hmm. Like that's a pretty solid one. But
Andrew also said try new places.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Like, go see, like, the big scenic places. Like, maybe I go to Yellowstone or some place similar to that. Like.
Those are kind of camping trips that you would do, like, without the attachment of another organization like the Boy Scouts. Because
definitely.
Or you go for an organization and they, like, sponsor you to go.
Well, yeah, if we do that with the main BSA. But if we were to do that with, like, or, like, you know, another company and they want us to, you know, review their gear in Yellowstone or something. I don't know. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe we have a TV show, Trails at Yellowstone, you know. I don't know. It's a reality TV show.
Trails crew at Yellowstone. Trails crew at the other one. Trails crew at another. Yeah.
Trails crew at your house.
One guy on, I believe I got a guy in the Magic School bus. He's like, please let this be a normal kid. And then you guys just make it not.
Yeah,
we're going like to shrink the bus and we're going to go live.
It would just, no, it'd just be like Bear Grylls all over again. It'd just be like, all right, and now we're going to eat this squirrel that we found. It's like the ultimate survival, but even though, like, it's like I'm eating a squirrel in front of the camera and AJ's just eating a Big Mac behind the camera.
Why would I ever eat my dad? Just down the road, yeah.
Right.
listeners don't understand, but my dad's nickname is Big Mac.
Yeah, right. Sorry about that.
Still works. Cannibalism at Yellowstone.
Still works. Andrew. No, I mean, yeah, I think it'd be cool trying new places. I think my camping resolutions, I mean, compared to this year, my camping resolution is just to go camping. But I also want to be able to, like, learn a little more or, like, do more on my camping trips themselves. It doesn't matter where I go, but, like, have the opportunity to try new things within that camping trip and have more opportunities within that camping trip. I think that'd be really cool. Like, I don't know, spend more time, like, in the Axe Range, or on the, if there's a lake, spend more time in the lake doing water activities, even though it's just, like, a basic weekend camping trip. I think most of our camping trips are a little too rigid in structure, and so maybe trying to fix that could be a good thing for the future. AJ and Andrew are doing the wave. We're on Zoom. It's Saturday morning. And they're doing the wave.
Two-person wave over Zoom.
I crawled out of bed like an hour ago, so. Okay.
I guess the DT is not an early riser like the rest of us.
Well, yeah. I also went to bed late, and I just didn't have.
I had a really satisfying dream last night. I don't know why.
What was like, your dream?
It was about the, like, I'm not going to tell you all the parts, you know, because it's kind of personal, but.
What the hell are you dreaming about?
No, it's not that bad. It's like I was at, like, this game show, and it's like you're on, like, these picnic tables with, like, casters on the bottom, and, like, you're with, like, other people, and you have to, like, get your, like, you have to keep your picnic table on, but, like, you have to have, you also have to, like, push people off. Like, there's, like, this square, and then you, like, you push them in the water.
Okay, this is pretty bad. We're gonna
really,
come back.
It was really weird.
We'll see you
it was
later
like good
after
dream.
The ad break.
Okay.
Peace out.
Where Andrew goes, nothing grows.
And we're back. Okay. So we've kind of been hinting at this for the last 20-ish minutes. And I think now is the time to break the news. So here goes. We've got a pretty big announcement. This is our 26th episode. And we thank all of you that have been listening since day one. If you've listened to all 26 episodes, please, like, DM us or let us know in some way or another so that we can just, like, I don't know, do something. Because
we'll give you a high five.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you've listened to all 26 episodes. But here's the announcement. This is so weird, Seg. We're going to be taking a short break until March. In that time, in those 2 months.
Just think of it as an extended ad break.
Yeah, extended ad break. We're going to try and continue to put content out for you. But not in the form of a podcast. So, I mean, you'll still be able to see stuff on our Instagram and Twitter. Maybe YouTube, we're still figuring that out. But in the 2 months, we want to be able to build our brand, make new episodes, and create partnerships. So other podcasts that would like to partner with us, other brands, other companies, so stay on the lookout for season 2. That's going to come early March, we promise, because we'll have 2 months to come up with something. Andrew is still going to be on the podcast.
Sadly, I'm still going to be here. You guys failed me. We didn't reach the viewer goal ship by the end of the year.
Right. So that's okay, because we know Andrew loves being here.
But we will maybe have special guests coming on to the podcast.
Yeah, our goal was to get a bunch of other platforms up and running other than just the podcast format of media, like Instagram posts. We were thinking of doing a bunch of YouTube stuff, and then I broke my leg.
Yeah.
So that kind of derailed the whole plan. But I'm still trying to do some stuff. It might just be like Andrew Nditya, and I'm just like there in the background.
The other thing we want to do is like special things for the monthly subscribers, kind of have like a subscriber club. Different things for different platforms. With season two, and we're already talking about it, like it's a full season. By March, we hope to have episodes that we can just put out so that we're not kind of recording on the fly. But also, every episode is a different partnership or a different person. So if you go on an adventure, we want you on our episode and we want to hear about it. So reach out to us if you're a podcast that speaks about mental health or religion or anything, or if you're just the party podcast, we want you guys, we want to party with you. We want to partner with you to be able to create content that can connect both of our topics, and we can post that on both of our platforms, and that's a way to grow everybody. Mutual benefit. But I think we feel like it's the best thing to do. Don't forget, we're still all in high school. So exams are coming up, big moments of our life, SATs, stuff like that. So we're going to take a short break. Trust me, it's not going to be easy. We love putting content out for you guys. Anything else? I don't know.
Thanks for the dedication for those who have stuck with us from episode one. That's about it. I mean, there's probably more to it, but
yeah.
No, we're gonna try to ask you guys for one thing over our like hiatus, I guess, and that's basically just to hype us up for the second season, mm-hmm. right? You know, still share with your friends, and if you hype it up, then we're definitely gonna put in the work for a really good second season. So definitely get everyone hyped up for the next season.
Hype us up. Yeah, share with friends and family. Leave reviews on Apple. If you guys are leaving reviews, it helps us, helps put us into the algorithm. So we're a more well-known podcast. That'd be super helpful. Things like Spotify, you could follow us on Spotify. There's a bunch of different ways you can help without just giving us money. And sometimes those are better ways to help, is making our podcast a little more well-known. Sorry, I'm losing my voice for some reason.
He's cracking up.
It feels so weird taking a break. We really appreciate. This is episode 4 of 4 for December. It's the day after Christmas. It's a Saturday morning. AJ texted me this morning. He goes, "Wake up!" I'm like, "Okay, relax." We're here for you.
We're here to mention DTS personal podcast where he just sits by himself and talks to his own podcast for the next 2 months. He's going to create his own one.
I just walked through the woods. Yeah, talking about moss. That's my math teacher suggested that. So shout out to Mr. Alberts. But season 2, baby. It's going to be a blast. It's gonna hit you. Well, let's figure out when is going to be the first episode. We can even give you a date. That's how dedicated we are to you guys.
I don't know, man. I don't think we should be doing that.
No, I'm going to give him a date.
Can't make promises we can't keep.
No, this is a promise. This is a promise from your very own Aditya Kinsel. It is currently December 26th. This podcast is released December 27th. You will have your first podcast episode, or your next one, on March 7th. That's a promise from me. March 7th.
Mark your calendars.
February 28th, huh?
No, because that's February.
Yeah, but it's not March. It's basically March at that point.
No, it's not. Yeah. March plus, hey, shut up. The extra week kind of helps.
So we can procrastinate another week.
Yep, exactly. March 7th, you will have your first episode of season 2. Mark your calendars. It's going to be a good one with maybe someone you know, maybe someone you don't. But it's not just going to be the three of us. You're going to hear some new voices. You're going to meet some new people. You're going to hear some new stories. And that's what it's all about. Once again, thank you guys so much for the support. We wish you a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. I think Hanukkah's over. New Year, any other holidays that I might have missed. Andrew just put up a triangle. I don't know what that means.
Illuminati, baby.
If you celebrate the Illuminati, go for it. Happy holidays.
Yeah, that's the
bottom
line.
I know AJ hates the term, but, you know, whatever.
Merry Christmas, baby.
AJ's just Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
How about just a normal New Year?
No, it's Merry New Year and Happy Christmas.
Happy birthday, Jesus, and a Merry New Year.
Just happy holidays. Thank you guys so much for being here. I think I sound like a broken record, but
yeah, everyone's sick of hearing you talk.
I don't want to stop. Like, the second I hit the X on finish recording, we're not gonna do this again until March 7th.
Yeah, just start your own podcast, okay? And then sponsor yourself. you just sit on your computer, you just talk to yourself. That's your podcast.
Oh, March 7th, guys, mark your calendars because we hope to see you. Oh my god, that's so weird.
All right, so I think we're gonna end it here.
We're gonna end it.
I gotta think of a corny outro first.
See you guys
sit,
next
sit
year.
Sit tight for a really long ad break. We'll see you then. Peace out.
We'll see you next time on our next adventure on Tales of the Trails. Peace out, guys.
Yeah, there we go.